What makes us willingly pay premium prices for certain brands without questioning their value? The answer isn't just luxury positioning or exclusivity. It's something far more profound. Today's most successful prestige brands have evolved beyond traditional status markers to create almost mythical connections with consumers. These Uber brands balance exclusivity with accessibility, conviction with connection, and commercial success with higher purpose. They've recognized that in a world where traditional luxury is increasingly accessible, prestige must be redefined through meaning, mission, and mythology, rather than price tags and scarcity alone. Remember when owning a luxury watch or designer handbag was enough to signal status? That world is rapidly disappearing. 9 powerful trends are reshaping how brands create prestige today. We're witnessing a renewed embrace of mystery in an overly rational world, with brands filling the meaning gap left by declining religious influence. Culture and commerce have become intimate partners, with prestige brands acting as patrons of the arts. Capitalism itself is evolving. The most admired companies now balance profit with purpose, creating enlightened capitalism, where success must serve something beyond shareholders. Brands have evolved from simple quality marks to powerful cultural symbols. Initially, they served as basic guarantees of product performance, exemplified by early Procter & Gamble products. As markets matured, brands became social badges, status symbols that communicated personal identity and aspirations. The 1970s-80s saw brands transform into identity building blocks, promising everything from power to happiness. Today's most successful brands have evolved into meaning makers with clear missions expressed through compelling narratives. They translate their purpose into distinctive stories that provide moral direction and cultural significance. Nike's evolution from selling running shoes to championing human potential, and Patagonia's transformation from outdoor retailer to environmental crusader exemplify this shift. These brands create myths that attract communities of believers who share their values, recognizing that in a world of abundance, people crave meaning above all. What separates transcendent brands from merely premium ones? Today's most successful prestige brands, Uber brands, excel in 3 critical dimensions. They build on mission and myth, crafting narratives rooted in deep commitment. Tom's demonstrates this through its one-for-one giving model, while Patagonia weaves environmental activism into their DNA through founder Yvonne Chouinard's vision. These brands balance connection with exclusion. Red Bull maintains authenticity through extreme sports while reaching broad audiences, and Tesla keeps cars aspirational while promoting sustainable transport. Supreme creates exclusivity through limited drops while fostering community. They also embrace truth, building prestige from inside out. Everlane pioneers radical transparency and pricing, while Glossier builds credibility through authentic customer engagement. When Patagonia discovered supply chain issues, they committed to public improvements. The term Uber stems from Nietzsche's Übermensch, one who establishes values to guide others higher. Modern prestige brands transcend status symbols to become cultural fixtures that guide consumers emotionally and spiritually. An Uber brand's foundation is a mission beyond profit, a purpose that positions them above their audience and guides every decision. These brands lead with conviction while providing meaningful identity-building elements. 2 paths create this mission incomparable. The noblesse oblige path focuses on socio-eco-political goals, like Patagonia's environmental advocacy and Tom's one-for-one giving. The reinvention path elevates categories through higher standards, as Starbucks transformed coffee into an experience and Tesla reimagined electric vehicles. Patagonia exemplifies this approach with their mission to build the best product, cause no unnecessary harm, and use business to inspire solutions to the environmental crisis. Their dirtbag mythology, celebrating adventurers who prioritize outdoor pursuits over comfort, influences everything from their mountain logo to founder Chouinard's modest lifestyle. Their ethical courage shows in key decisions, abandoning profitable pittance that damaged climbing routes, pioneering organic cotton, and running Don't Buy This Jacket campaigns promoting repair over consumption. By placing environmental activism above commerce, they've created a powerful aspirational position. The most desirable things in life maintain a certain distance. Modern prestige brands leverage this paradox by making consumers long to belong to something special and slightly out of reach, creating desire that transcends rational needs through sophisticated brand architecture, balancing aspiration with attainability. The Velvet Rope concept, pioneered by the Waldorf Astoria and perfected by Studio 54's selective admission policy, demonstrates how controlled access creates social currency. Today's Uber brands have evolved this beyond monetary exclusivity, employing physical, social, and psychological barriers to entry. Mini's 2002 U.S. launch exemplifies strategic scarcity. By limiting sales to 25,000 cars despite higher production capacity, they sold out early while brand awareness surged from 12% to 53% in 1 year. They enhanced desirability through customization options and exclusive owner communities that balanced belonging with aspirational appeal. Successful brands create stratified exclusivity, multiple levels of belonging that enable growth while maintaining aspirational appeal. American Express embodies this through their card hierarchy, from green to centurion, fostering perpetual aspiration even among existing customers. The most compelling prestige brands are living embodiments of their mythology, radiating authenticity in every detail. Brunello Cucinelli transformed Solomeo into a living manifestation of humanist capitalism, while Aesop's monastic stores function as art installations where staff discuss climate and personality rather than push products. Leadership requires both creative vision and management excellence, typically achieved through complementary partnerships rather than a single leader. Many Uber brand founders reject buyouts to preserve their uniqueness, though some thrive within corporations through ring fencing. Nestle, for instance, separated Nespresso organizationally and culturally from the start, maintaining its distinct identity. True Uber brands live their myths from within, with employees embodying the brand spirit in everything they do. Their commitment to authenticity creates a competitive advantage no advertising budget can match. The future belongs not to brands that shout the loudest, but to those that speak the most truth and invite us into a larger narrative. The revolution in prestige branding invites us to rethink how we create and connect with brands. Today's most successful prestige brands aren't built on exclusivity alone, but on meaning, mission, and mythology that resonates with human values. For consumers, this represents an opportunity to align purchases with purpose, supporting brands that reflect core values rather than merely signaling status. For marketers and entrepreneurs, it provides a blueprint for creating brands with lasting significance that contribute to culture while building passionate communities. The key insight from Uber brands is that true prestige isn't about price tags or scarcity. It's about creating something so meaningful that people willingly pay a premium to be part of your story. It's about balancing commercial success with authentic purpose, exclusivity with accessibility, and conviction with connection. In a world drowning in products but starving for meaning, the brands that thrive will be those that transcend mere consumption to create genuine human connection, mastering the art of growing without losing their soul.